He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the March 18th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California. Well, we don't have a green screen today. No, we have a red screen. But you know what? We're waiting for the announcement from the Fed. So I think the market's going to basically twiddle its thumbs until our Fed prez gives her announcement, pronouncement at around 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And until then, the Dow is down 78 points right now. The Dow is at 17,770. The S&P is down 6 points. I don't think there's anything to worry about there. The S&P is down 0.3%. At down 6 points, that puts it at 2,068. The NASDAQ is down 10 points, 11 points, right around there. No worries there either. 49.26. Crude oil. We talked about that at length in last week's newsletter about the glut in the market. What is it? Cushing, Oklahoma. 70% filled the capacity. No vacancy sign is up for extra oil. Supply-demand equation not tilting in the favor of West Intermediate crude right now. You've got crude oil at 42.28. It couldn't hold that 49 level, could it? All the way down to 42.28. I would continue to avoid the oil patch. Gold, it's been a good place to avoid for the last 3.5 years. Gold is at 11.46. Even though the doomsday guys are still calling for a crash of the U.S. economy and a big spike in gold soon. We'll talk about that in a minute. The euro is at 1.061 and the 10-year yield is 2.03. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. You know, one of the constants in the market, one of the things that you can bet your bippy on, as they used to say on Laugh-In, is that there will always be doomsday prophets out there predicting doom to the American economy, to the global economy, to the stock market, to the currency, you name it. And they sell a lot of newsletters. There's a lot of people that are attracted to this kind of doomsday prophecies. I say choose your prophets wisely. That's my advice, all right? Because a lot of the doomsday guys have been calling for doom for the last 6 years. And I got a call from one of my clients the other day, and he said he just got a letter, a newsletter, or an email alert, or read somewhere. Some guy is predicting that on March 18th. Wait a minute, let me look at my calendar. Oh, that's today. That the U.S. economy is going to begin its collapse. Well, you know, hey, I hand it to the guy. He's got it right down to the day that it's going to happen. I don't know what's special about today other than, you know, the Fed meets for their monthly meeting and maybe they begin the trail to higher interest rates down the road and maybe that begins the doom of the U.S. economy. But the fact of the matter is the doomsday guys have been wrong for the last 6 years. Now remember, I'm a doomsday guy of sorts. I believe there will be another bear market. That's another sure thing. There's not a lot of sure things in the market. But the first sure thing is that there will always be doomsday prophets. And conversely, there will always be perma bulls that say, no worries. Stay invested, Mon. 53%, no problem, right through it. And there will always be doomsday guys that say avoid the stock market at all costs because it's getting ready for a big fall. Those two forces always exist in the world. I call them greed and I call them fear. And the truth is somewhere in the middle. Yes, there will be times when the market is the best place to be, and it has been that way for the last 6 years. And yes, there will be times when you don't want to even dip your little toe in the market because it's likely to get bit off by a piranha, by a bear, by a recession, by a contracting economy. Can I call the day that it will happen? Heck no. I mean, for the last 6 years, I've taken it a day at a time, a week at a time. You know, there used to be a bumper sticker, one day at a time. I don't know what kind of sort or what kind of personality has a bumper sticker, one day at a time. I think that just means stay mellow. Don't tailgate me, Jack. You know, something like that. Don't get too close or I'll spit tobacco on you, tobacco juice. One day at a time, but it is pretty good advice in the stock market. Making predictions in the market, making predictions of earthquakes, making predictions of meteorites striking the earth and things like this can be dicey business at best. It's like picking what are the odds of getting all the games right in the brackets. I did my brackets yesterday. Getting them all right is like one chance in 9 billion or something like that. Very long odds. And it's very long odds to pick the top of the market and to pick the bottom of the market. So what do you do with these doomsday guys? Well, you know, obviously a lot of people take it seriously. Because a lot of these guys, some of their predictions will go viral. And before long, I know that they've gone viral when somebody calls me, one of my clients, and has seen this doomsday prediction. And apparently there's one out there. He told me the name of this fella. I thought for sure it would be one of the usual suspects, Porter Lansbury. Is it Porter Lansbury? Something like that, Porter something. Or, you know, one of the usuals, Peter Schiff, who is calling for a big crash in the market. Surprise, surprise. He's been doing that now for 5 years, 6 years, something like that. So what do you do when you get such a letter? Well, you just have to say to yourself, you know, these letters are going out every day, almost on a daily basis. Some of them are more widely read than others. Some of them are more widely distributed than others. You know what they want? They want the catchiest headline that gets the most page clicks, that gets the most subscriptions to their doomsday newsletter. That's what they're looking for. And the bolder the prediction, the more it catches your attention. If you're scrolling through your internet pages and surfing the net and looking for news and you see a headline, bull market to continue, you're probably not going to click on that. But if you see one that says market will get cut in half in the next 6 months, that one might catch your attention. In fact, it's gotten to be a world of headlines. One headline trying to out-dramatic the other headline to get, click here. Every single piece of the internet of your screen that you're looking at is begging you to click here. Okay, E-Trade wants me to click here because their financial consultants are here for you. Oh, see, now I got competition at E-Trade. They've got people there that will consult. Here's another one, robo-advisors. Here's E-Trade's mutual fund and ETF screeners. All kinds of little things. Here's a Scottrade one, $7 online trades. Ameritrade has no platform fees. Did you know that? And the bolder the headline, the more apt you are to click on that headline. And, you know, I would just say, why don't you check out the track records of these people? Google their names and see what they've been saying for the last 6 years. Have they been telling you to stay in the market for the last 6 years? I have. That's all I can say. Will I be telling you to continue to stay in the market forever? No. There's going to come a time when things are going to go south, and that's all I could do was assure my client that I'm here every single day, sitting at my desk, watching the markets, watching the economy, watching for the signs, and we talked a little bit about 2008 and what happened then. And yes, there were signs. It did not happen overnight. We didn't go from a bull to a bear overnight. The housing market did not collapse overnight. The credit markets did not seize up overnight. We didn't go into a recession overnight. So that's why I continue to watch the signs, and I keep telling you, once a week we spend an entire day of going over the evidence and weighing the evidence. And I pronounce whether I'm still bullish or bearish and what areas of the market I like. And I'm on record. You can go back and check. My newsletters are published. They're printed. It's hard to get rid of that, you know. It's all out there. So I would just be very careful of the doomsday guys, because they will always be there. They're trying to scare you. Use a little common sense. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just got a tweet. Amazing how you remain long everything that's going up. Wow. I don't know what he means by that, but I've been bullish on the market for the last 6 years. Now, I've grown cautious at times. And why have I remained bullish on the market? Because it's the economy. The economy continues to grow. Nah, it could be growing a lot faster. We're capable of so much more here in America. But we're growing at 2, 3%. Inflation remains extremely tame, doesn't it? In fact, we've been a little bit more worried about deflation than inflation. And the unemployment rate has come down, if you believe the numbers. Let's just not count those people that gave up looking a long time ago. The unemployment rate's been cut in half. Fuzzy math, but, you know, it is what it is. We are creating jobs. I don't know the quality of those jobs, but we are creating jobs at the pace of about 200,000 per month. Most consensus analyst estimates call for about 2.5 million jobs to be created here in 2015. So all of that added together has been good enough. And, of course, S&P earnings. I mean, that's the bottom line, isn't it? S&P earnings. We're expected to make about 129, somewhere in there, earnings per share on the S&P 500, and somewhere in the $135 range next year. And you can put whatever multiple you want to put on those earnings to come up with your own target prices. Another sure thing in the market is those numbers will change. We're just using the numbers that are out there today because that is what the market trades on, expectations. And when expectations change, so do stock prices, so do indexes. They change right along with those expectations. If expectations go higher, markets go higher. If expectations go lower, markets go lower. So right now, the market is trading off the expectations. And it's also trading off expectations that the Fed probably will hold off till summer. Sometime before they do the first interest rate hike in a long, long time, we'll get a little bit more clarity before long. And if those expectations change, if all of a sudden they move up the expectations of when the Fed rate hike will be, you may see negative reaction. And if you see them move back the expectations, we can wait till fall. Keep patience in the equation. Then those expectations have changed again and the market will react. So markets react to expectation changes. And that's all we can do is look every day what the expectations are and what the market's doing and make our call. And I go through as many data points as I possibly can, as much evidence as I possibly can, before I make my decision each week in my newsletter. And the newsletter will be going out again this week. You can get it coming to your inbox, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. In fact, I'll be writing the newsletter from the back of my vehicle. No, I won't be driving. I don't have a Mobileye driving the car. Probably be my son. We're headed over to spring training late this week on Friday after the radio show. And I'm internet enabled in my car. I have a little office in the back of my car where I work from when I travel. And I'll be writing the newsletter as we cross the desert and go through the Imperial Valley. The beautiful Imperial Valley where a lot of your produce comes from. Because we can grow year-round out here in Southern California. And I know you can't do that in Minnesota. So your lettuce, your romaine lettuce, things like that, your asparagus will be coming on soon. In fact, it might be asparagus season. I wouldn't mind bringing home some asparagus from over there. But the newsletter will be going out this weekend, pwstreet.com. I'll be going through all of the evidence in the market and pronouncing whether I'm bearish, bullish, neutral. It would take quite a bit for me to change my current bullish stance on the market, which has been in place now since March 23rd. 2009. Okay, let's take a look at an individual stock, which I also like. I just think you can do a whole lot more You have more flexibility. Look, a mutual fund, that's all you can do is be in or out. You can sell it all or own it all. A stock portfolio, I can tweak it a little bit. I could go to like 70% invested and 30% cash if I wanted to. I can make some changes in my portfolio of individual stocks. If I own a mutual fund, I'm at their mercy. But, you know, everybody's got to do what they think is best. One stock that's been a little interesting here lately, it's caused me a little grief, but I've decided to stick with it because it's been such a good one over the years, is Acorn Inc. Acorn with a K. The company I've talked about before many times. It's headquartered in Lake Forest, Illinois. They develop pharmaceuticals in specialty areas such as ophthalmology, hospital, drug, and injectables. This is one I followed for a long time. In fact, this is a trophy winner, one of only 10 trophy winners in my app. It's an all-star. It's a Hall of Famer. Can it remain a Hall of Famer? I can remove stocks from the Hall of Fame if I want to. Well, it was a $1 stock in 2010, and today it's a $47 stock. That's a pretty good move in 5 years, from $1 to $47. It's been under a little pressure here recently. It's having a pretty good week this week, and it's one that I own in my moderate growth profile. For clients that aren't aggressive, and yet they're not conservative, they're in the middle, I call that moderate. All right, let's take a look at the results of this company over the years. Over the last 10 years, in fact, this is one of the few A-plus performance grade stocks, because over the last 10 years, it's averaged 30% per year. Over the last 5 years, I believe it's the top performing stock in the market at 93% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 85%. Now, lately, it's been under a little pressure, and even though it has a performance grade of A+, the momentum grade right now is D+. In fact, I was tempted to sell it last week, but I decided to just hang on a little bit and try to be patient. And the stock is recovering nicely this week. Let's hope it can continue. When we get into the valuation of the stock, I still find a very favorable comparable comparison here to its growth rate. It's trading at 18 times forward earnings, and it's expected to grow by about 25% per year over the next 5 years. That gives it a PEG ratio of 0.65, less than 1. Now, this is not a big blue chip stock, nor is it a little micro cap. It's right in the middle. It's a mid cap. $5.1 billion. Acorn Inc. is one that I currently own in my moderate growth portfolio, and it's currently ranked 469 out of 4,050, and I think it's a good example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Record levels of inventory of oil just reported. You know, I wrote about this in my newsletter last week. I dipped my toe into a few oil stocks several weeks ago. I took my toe back out of the water. I still own one. Why? Because the commodity. I was wrong. I thought down at the bottom, I thought that the supply, the production would be cut. Usually that's the supply-demand equation. That's how it works. When supply starts to build, this is also a factor in the semiconductor chip sector, then they start to cut production. And then there's a shortage of chips, and then the price starts to go up. It's that crazy supply-demand equation, but for whatever reasons, the supply and the production has been stubborn in being cut in oil production. And for whatever reason, I mean, the supply is outstripping the demand. And the inventories build, and Cushing, Oklahoma is drowning in oil right now. And that puts downward pressure on the commodity, and it puts downward pressure on the stocks that are associated with the commodity. And it's not getting any better. It will take time. It will eventually work its way through the system. But, you know, right now, where are we at? $42 on oil? So if you look at your portfolio and your guy or your gal, or maybe you manage your own portfolio, if you're still in stocks like Exxon and Chevron and ConocoPhillips and others, I heard the guys, a lot of the guys down the hall at one of the big national wirehouse firms saying, we're going to be loading up on the oil stocks down here. That was several weeks ago. And so far, that's not working out too well. I dipped my toe in, I was wrong, and I quickly backed out. There's further work to do on the downside in oil prices, and that is a sector that continues to have the wind in its face. Being in the right sectors is also very important in the market, and that's one of the things that I built into the app is the ranking of the sectors on a daily basis. And the same sectors, I've been a broken record now for, I don't know how long, 2 years, 2.5 years, it's been the same sectors that have led the market now for 2.5 years. It's been the healthcare sector. If you don't believe me, look at a chart of the Fidelity Healthcare Mutual Fund. FSPHX. And you could compare that with the chart of the Fidelity Energy Fund, which I believe is FEISX. There's also an FEINX. I believe one is the oil producers and one is the oil service companies. Look at a chart. Compare those two charts of each other. Do you want to be in that which is flourishing or that which is floundering? It's up to you. Everybody has their way of investing. The contrarian will say, I want to be in that which is floundering because it has the most upside potential. And the other guy will say, well, I want to be in that which is flourishing. And when it stops flourishing, I'll get out and move into something else that's flourishing. And I want to be in several things that are flourishing if I can. The drug stocks, the pharmaceutical stocks, the biotech stocks. Just take a look at the Fidelity Biotech Fund, which I believe is up 19% so far this year. FBIOX. I have a large holding in the Fidelity Biotech Fund, and it's one that has to be watched very, very closely. There's other areas of the economy and of the stock market that are doing better than most, and there's areas in the economy to avoid. The strong dollar is just kicking the rear end of the cyclicals, the multinationals, the commodity producers, anything that's tied into that whatsoever, including energy and oil. That's a major factor on the markets right now. And then there's those sectors that are flourishing. And I report, that's part of my newsletter every week, is to point out the sectors of the market that are working. Now you can go within the sectors of the market that are doing well and find the stocks, the individual stocks that are flourishing. Just because a sector is flourishing doesn't necessarily mean every stock within the sector is flourishing. Now usually that rising tide will lift all boats, but there's always laggards and there's always leaders. Even when you've got a good hot baseball team, not every guy on the team is hitting. There's usually a couple of guys that are still struggling, but the other seven are picking up the load. You want to be in the stocks, in my opinion, within the sectors that are flourishing. And when they're not flourishing anymore, well, then you want to go elsewhere. One stock that I currently do not own, but I've owned it off and on in the past and have done well with it, and it's probably one of the most powerful biotech companies with the most... one with a high degree of potential, and it continues, and it's making money now. I mean, they're going to make $12.42 next year, is a company that I've talked about and featured many times out of Tarrytown, New York, a company by the name of Regeneron Pharmaceutical, a $48 billion company. It was $12. No, it was $11. at the bottom of the recession in 2009, at the bottom of the market before this market turned bullish and started taking off. And from $11 in 2009, it now sits at $464. From 11 to 464. Their products are mostly for the eye. Macular degeneration is a big factor in today's world, puts a lot of people into rest homes. And Regeneron develops drugs to treat eye diseases, inflammatory diseases, and cancer. Regeneron has been one of the biggest winners in the market since the bottom of the recession. And Regeneron, I've noticed this week, this past week, has caught my eye because I notice it breaking out once again. Okay, so let's take a look at the particulars on Regeneron. I have it on my watch list right now to maybe get back into it. I would say that over the last decade, it definitely is one of the top five, if not the top stocks. It's averaged 56% per year. Over the last 5 years, 80% per year. No dividends here. This is just capital appreciation. And also remember, this is a higher risk stock being that it's a biotech stock. But it's a biotech with $12 in earnings expected next year. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged almost 60% per year, actually 59.5%. And over the last 12 months, it's up 42.6%. It gets an A-plus performance grade. This is one of the stocks of the decade, Regeneron. I actually had one of my clients tell me about it several years ago. That's what first brought it to my attention. She said, my sister works for this company back in New York, and she says they have a really good pipeline of potential drugs, and that caused me to start watching it, and I've owned it off and on over the years. It kind of went through a dry spell late last year. And I moved on, got out of it. I should have stuck with it, it looks like. And now I'm thinking about getting back into the stock, Regeneron. Now, let's take a look. Nobody can question the performance of the stock. This is one of the top performers in the entire market. Another thing that scared me off a little bit, but I'm coming around, the valuation is not that cheap. I mean, they're not growing. They have been growing over the last 5 years by about 40% per year. Well, that's expected to slow down to more like 20% per year. And the stock is currently trading at 38 times forward earnings. But having said that, let's take a look at next year's earnings estimates. $12.41 per share. And if we extrapolate that out at 20% per year over the next 5 years, we come up with some pretty big potential earnings 5 years from now. And then we have to apply a multiple that I think is appropriate. I think you could look at other comparables like Biogen or Celgene or Amgen or some of the other big biotechs or maybe even Gilead to come up with the comparable. And then say, here's my target price. Here's the potential earnings 5 years from now. Here's a multiple that I think is appropriate for the stock, and here's the target price. I can still make a pretty good case for Regeneron going much higher. In fact, my 5-year target price is up around $765 right now, and the stock's at $465. Lastly, the technical pattern, which I think is an important factor. Regeneron had a massive breakout this past week after a consolidation of about 6 months. That always catches my eye. And while I currently don't own Regeneron, it's very high on my list. It currently comes in at number 186 out of 4,050, one of the powerhouse stocks of our generation, Regeneron. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here so far. We talked a little bit about the doomsday newsletters out there. Which one should you subscribe to? It's up to you. You know, listen, there's always going to be plenty of guys out there that are calling for the end of the world, the end of the economy, the U.S. economy for the last 6 years. There's been plenty of them out there crying. And eventually they'll be right. And I'm a doomsday guy. I believe, but I, you know, it's measured. I believe that there will be another bear market at some point in time. Another recession will happen. The bear will hit at some point in time. We have to keep our eyeballs in the rearview mirror waiting for that event to happen. And we have to be careful and protect. I'm not a perma bull. Nor am I a perma-bear like the other guys. And I guess there is a doomsday letter going around these days. I haven't seen it, but one of my clients told me about it. In fact, he was worried enough about it to call me and say, hey, you know, are you on top of things over there? Do you realize that this guy's calling for the market to crash, to begin its crash on December the 18th? And I said, you know, those guys have always been around. And they always will be, and you need to check their track record. As I send off an email, there we go, and see what they've been saying recently. Have they made you money? I mean, if you followed their advice over time, how have you done? So you know, choose these guys wisely. Use a little bit of common sense. There will be another bear market. We'll do something different when that thing hits eventually. Who knows if it's inverse funds, just sitting in cash, maybe it's precious metals, maybe it's China. I don't know what will be the opportunity. Maybe it will be the bond market at that time. We just don't know. We can't make big, wild predictions because that's a very difficult business at best. Now, we also looked at a stock that I like right now. It's one of my trophy winners, one of my Hall of Famers in the market. I think I only have 10, and I can always remove a stock from the Hall of Fame, but it's been a good one for the last many years, and I continue to own it in my mid-cap, in my moderate growth account. And I also talked about one of the great stocks of our generation, a stock that's gone from 11 to 465, and then it's paused for a while here, and now it's starting to break out again, worthy of mentioning. And maybe worthy of picking up again here. We'll take a look. It may end up in my newsletter in one of my portfolios this week, which I send out every week in my newsletter, pwstreet.com. My bull or bear pronouncement on the market goes out every week, along with the areas of the market I like, especially the sectors of the market that I like. And this applies mightily to those of you who have 401ks at work. To help choose, I mean, first you have to decide whether to be in and out, because I'm sure there's somebody at your work who's telling you, hey, did you read the Doomsday newsletter yesterday? I sold everything in my 401k yesterday, and I think you should too. There's always somebody like that at the water cooler or in the lunchroom, but you should do your own work, and you should choose who you follow wisely. Say, well, you know, I follow this other guy, and he says to stay in right now, and these are the sectors that we should be in. He really likes U.S. stocks still because the economy continues to grow. Oh, yeah. They'll say, that guy, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Hey, look, everybody's got to decide for themselves what they're going to do with their own 401k. Now, here's where a lot of people get into trouble. Eventually, that 401k, instead of just having five or six mutual funds to choose from, or maybe 20, eventually somebody changes jobs or retires, and now all of a sudden that 401k can be invested anywhere because now it's a rollover IRA. Your choices are to manage it yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll tell you the pros and cons of that. Find somebody to manage it for you. There's a lot of pros and cons to that also. Or nowadays you can go with these robo-cops, robo-advisors, I guess, that automatically pick the asset allocation for you, rebalance it on a regular basis, and it's based on computer models. Well, I'm just going to give you the pitfalls. Managing it yourself you have to be willing to commit the time to it, unless you're going to kind of go the robo route, which is choosing some index funds and just staying the course through thick or thin. The con to that is all of a sudden that 50% bear comes along and takes a bite, and you're retired now, and all of a sudden 50% is gone from your portfolio because you're in a robo type. Robo. Do the robots know when to get out? No, they stay in. They ride it down. In fact, while the market's going down, the robo advisors are buying more stocks because they're supposedly cheaper. And when the bond market's getting crushed, they're buying more bonds. That's how they work, to rebalance. You put yourself at a lot of risk having a computer model manage your portfolio. And the downside of you doing it is it's very, very time consuming. And there is a bit of a learning curve to it, unless you find somebody that, you know, you think that you can follow. I've known people that have followed guys over the years and have done okay. But I've known others that have chosen the wrong people to follow, and they've been out of the market for the last 5 years while it's tripled. So there's a lot of pitfalls to all of this. In the end, you have to make your own decision as to, you know, which way you want to go, whether you want it automated and let the machine pick for you and manage for you, if you want a computer model, which is basically what an asset allocator is. It's a computer model. There's no intuition that goes into it at all. If the sky is falling, it tells you to stay put. That's the intuition. That's the model. That's what the model will say. Even though the jobs market's starting to get ugly, layoffs are starting to happen, GDP is shrinking, the robot says to stay invested. The asset allocator says to stay invested. The index investor says to stay invested because that's the easiest decision to make. The active money manager says, you know, there's things here that I don't like. And as stocks start to roll over a little bit, they pull the money out of those stocks and set it aside until things get better. And they look for other opportunities. That's called active management. The battle goes on back and forth between active management and passive management. Active management and passive management. It's a tug of war trying to pull the investor who's in the middle one way or the other. Well, I make the case here every day for active management. I think we're a dying breed, really, the active managers. It's a heck of a lot easier to turn it over to a robot and go fishing. That's what I should do. Does anybody know a good robot? Where do I find a good robot to manage my accounts? Anyways, 855-611-BEST is our number. Or PW
Street. This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.